Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Shop with Rakuten and you'll get it. What's it? It's the best deal, the highest cash back, the most savings on your shopping. So join Rakuten and start getting cash back at Nike, Expedia, Bloomingdale's, and other stores you love. You can even stack sales on top of cash back. Just start your shopping with Rakuten to save money at over 3,500 stores. Join for free at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
More shocking public testimony to the January the 6th panel yesterday as another former member of Donald Trump's inner circle shed light on the former president's state of mind on the day the Capitol was stormed. Cassidy Hutchinson, a former aide to Trump's final chief of staff, Mark Meadows, painted a vivid picture of a president losing all perspective.
But when we were in the offstage announced tent, I was part of a conversation. I was in the vicinity of a conversation where I overheard the president say something to the effect of, you know, I don't effing care that they have weapons. They're not here to hurt me. Take the effing mags away. Let my people in. They can march to the Capitol from here. Let the people in. Take the effing mags away. In this particular instance, it wasn't the capacity of our space. It was the mags and the people that didn't want to come through. And that's what Tony had been trying to relay to him that morning. You know, it's not the issues that we encountered on the campaign. We have enough space, sir. They don't want to come in right now. They have weapons that they don't want confiscated by the Secret Service, and they're fine on the mall. They can see you on the mall, and they want to march straight to the Capitol.
Let's reflect on that for a moment. President Trump was aware that a number of the individuals in the crowd had weapons and were wearing body armor. And here's what President Trump instructed the crowd to do.
We're going to walk down, and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down. We're going to walk down. Anyone you want, but I think right here, we're going to walk down to the Capitol.
So Trump's intention was to walk with these guys. Some of them he knew to be armed. He wanted the magnetometers taken away, which would be metal detectors, and find the weapons. And his intention was to walk with them. Now, the most disturbing recollection relates to how Donald Trump lunged at his security when an agent told him, no, you're not going to Capitol Hill. You're going back to the West Wing.
Let's turn now to what happened in the president's vehicle when the Secret Service told him he would not be going to the Capitol. After his speech,
Tony proceeded to tell me that when the president got in the beast, he was under the impression from Mr. Meadows that the off-the-record movement to the Capitol was still possible and likely to happen, but that Bobby had more information. So once the president had gotten into the vehicle with Bobby, he thought that they were going up to the Capitol, and when Bobby had relayed to him, we're not, we don't have the assets to do it, it's not secure, we're going back to the West Wing. The president had very strong, a very angry response to that. Tony described him as being irate. The president said something to the effect of, I'm the effing president, take me up to the Capitol now. To which Bobby responded, sir, we have to go back to the West Wing. The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing. We're not going to the Capitol. Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel and when Mr. Renato had recounted this story to me, he had motioned towards his clavicles.
So that's Cassidy Hutchinson testifying to the January the 6th committee yesterday. For reaction and analysis, news director of WSHU Public Radio, Terry Sheridan, joins me now. Good morning, Terry.
And good morning to you, Pat.
Now, already Donald Trump tries to say, I don't know who this woman is, didn't know her. And then he says she wanted to go to Mar-a-Lago after I retired there and I wouldn't take her. So she's disgruntled. Is any of that stuff credible from Donald Trump?
No. I mean, again, did she perhaps want to go, or did she perhaps consider going to Mar-a-Lago with Mark Meadows after Trump left the White House? Perhaps. But again, Trump's story changed, as you said, first, I don't know who she is, to, oh, she wanted to work. And then she described her in some vulgar terms, you know, afterwards. He basically went on his Truth Social network, you know, attacked her during and then after her testimony.
Is this likely, this kind of revelation, likely to change the minds of some people who would be avid supporters, determined to vote for him next time round? Because it was revealed also Mark Meadows was looking for a pardon.
Well, Mark Meadows was looking for a pardon. Rudy Giuliani supposedly was looking for a pardon. It changed the conversation in the United States a lot. Yes, you do have the hardcore Trump supporters, the MAGA people. Is it going to change their minds? Perhaps not. But is it going to change the minds of moderate Republicans who are looking at the situation and just saying enough is enough? I think there were so many bombshells in yesterday's testimony that it was all that people were talking about yesterday, whether it was throwing lunch at the wall and the ketchup running down it, whether it was the Secret Service incident, whether it was him knowing that there were people who were armed, some heavily armed, supposedly with AR-15s, and then wanted to let them into the rally and then take them up to Capitol Hill. It was jaw-dropping. It was a jaw-dropping afternoon.
Yeah, and the fact that he said to the people with arms, they're not here to hurt me, don't care who they hurt kind of thing, but they're not here to hurt me, so I'm safe with them, with their weapons. Now, this was a sudden hearing, and it was revealed yesterday why it was announced very late. And it turns out the committee had real concerns for Cassidy Hutchinson's safety.
Absolutely. Again, they didn't release anything specific about it, but she had been the subject of threats at the end of the hearing. And we don't know if this is specifically related to Cassidy Hutchinson. Representative Liz Cheney said that other witnesses or witnesses had been intimidated by people close to Trump, whether it was through phone or whether email or Twitter. So they wanted to get the testimony before perhaps Cassidy changed her mind. It almost is like a mob tactic or a mafia tactic to threaten the witness, or not to threaten the witness outright, but to imply that there could be consequences if the person would testify. The other thing that they were hoping to do, and this didn't happen, at least not yet, was that Hutchinson's testimony or her appearance would spur other people who were sitting on the fence about testifying to come forward.
Now, obviously, corroboration could be found from those Secret Service people mentioned, and we'll await to see that. And, of course, other people have been deposed privately, including three-star General Mike Flynn, who really doesn't come well out of this at all.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's almost forgotten now with everything else. But he was asked two simple questions, and this was video of his deposition. Two simple questions. Do you believe that violence is justified? I'm paraphrasing that here. He pleaded the fifth. And then the next question was, do you a peace transfer of power? He once again pleaded the Fifth Amendment to protect himself against self-incrimination. So the fact that he was once the national security advisor, that he was a general in the United States Army, and the fact that his brother is still a general in the Army, that was also jaw-dropping.
Now, Cassidy Hutchinson herself, you know, maybe history will write her down as a patriot in revealing all of this.
Well, again, who knows what history will look back at. But I do know that That she was being compared to John Dean from the Watergate case. John Dean was an attorney for President Nixon. John Dean was the person who finally turned, the first person within Nixon's inner circle to come before the Senate and testify about what was going on. Again, depending upon how this story turns out, that is very well likely that she'll be remembered as perhaps the person who turned the tide.
Is there any prospect that witness tampering charges will be brought against those who have sought to intimidate people appearing at the January 6th hearings?
I think that is a very good possibility. I mean, the case that this committee is bringing forward against President Trump and those in his inner circle, it would be hard for the Department of Justice to ignore. Their hand is being forced. Now, again, the Department of Justice has to be very careful because they are pretty much going, if they do, it would be to indict a former sitting president of the United States, something that's never happened before, something that at times we accuse other so-called less than perfect republics of doing to arrest. So they need to be buttoned up. They need it to be watertight. But I think that they are presenting such a case that some action has to be taken against either all the way from President Trump down.
And the final point is really about the appearance yesterday and its impact on the Republican race for the nomination for the next presidential election. Some people might figure, oh, this is my chance. Trump is wounded. He's not credible to the middle ground of our party. Here I go.
Well, so far, no one from the middle ground has kind of put out the feelers. The ones who have, you have former Vice President Mike Pence, and the one that everyone talking about is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who is a Trump-like figure. But I think those in the Republican Party who are turning away from Trump are just tired of the drama. They agree with perhaps his ideology, but they're just tired of the circus.
All right. Terry, thank you once again for joining us. Terry Sheridan, News Director of WSHU Public Radio.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News.
Shop with Rakuten and you'll get it. What's it? It's the best deal, the highest cash back, the most savings on your shopping. So join Rakuten and start getting cash back at Nike, Expedia, Bloomingdale's, and other stores you love. You can even stack sales on top of cashback. Just start your shopping with Rakuten to save money at over 3,500 stores. Join for free at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.